This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The new owners of the Denver Broncos met publicly for the first time in Denver Wednesday. The team's new chief executive, Greg Penner, spoke for the group.
We also feel a deep sense of responsibility and privilege to be in this position. The Broncos are an iconic franchise that means so much to Denver, Colorado, and the whole region.
Penner is the son-in-law of Walmart heir and lead Broncos owner Rob Walton. The ownership group includes the chair of Starbucks and former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who grew up in Denver. Some of Colorado's Republican members of Congress are critical of the FBI search of the Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Democratic Representative Jonah Goose says everyone should wait for the results.
Nagus thinks members of Congress aren't really in a position to weigh in. He says Congress doesn't have all the information.
I also think it's important for the Department of Justice, consistent with its past protocols and the way in which it has handled these types of matters in the past, to share with the public the additional information about the events of the past few days.
But on Twitter, GOP Representative Ken Buck and fervent Trump supporter Congresswoman Lauren Boebert vowed to hold the department accountable. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Single-family home sales are slowing down in parts of southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Colorado Association of Realtors says the number of homes sold in El Paso and Fremont counties in July was about 25% lower than the same time last year. In Pueblo County, that number was down about 16%. And in Chaffee County, it dropped nearly 40%. But in all these areas, prices were up from last year. The report attributes the slowing market to pressure from rising interest rates, inflation, and other factors. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
COVID numbers are falling in Colorado. Fewer than 250 people in the hospital. That number has been closer to 300 through most of the summer. The state's official positive test rate is just over 7%. And there's more on the state's current COVID situation at CPR.org. This is CPR News.